好，我们感谢主带我们唱这么美丽的诗歌啊。
We praise the Lord that he has led us to sing such wonderful hymns.
我们开始的时候还是有一个简短的祷告。
As we begin, let's start with a word of prayer.
我们感谢你，我们爱是因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you because we love because you have first loved us.
并且你爱我们永不改变。
And your love never changes.
主啊，今天就求你借着圣灵再把你的大爱浇灌下来。
And so, Lord, may your spirit really rain down your love among us today.
使我们每一颗心都被你的爱所摸着。
So that each of our hearts can be touched by your love.
被你的爱所充满。
That we can be filled with your love.
我们也能够用起初的爱来爱你。
And that we can love with your love.
我们也把我们自己的爱浇奠在你的脚前。
And that we can place our love before you.
主啊，愿你得着一切的荣耀和赞美。
May you receive all the glory and honor and praise.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Hear our prayers. We pray this in your most precious name. Amen.
好了，我们开始的时候还是先读一些主的话啊。
And as we begin today's message, let's first start by reading a couple scripture verses.
第一处是在生命记的第六章第四到第五节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 and 5.
我读中文，弟兄读英文啊。
And I will read in Chinese first and then our brother in English.
生命记第六章第四节。以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
第二处是在马可福音第十六章第九节。
And next, let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 9.
马可福音十六章第九节，在七日的第一日早晨，清早，耶稣复活了，就先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
Mark chapter 16, verse 9. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
今天本来又读的经文很多啊，但是我怕这个读完了就没时间分享。
I originally had planned to read a couple more verses, but I feared that if we read all the verses that I had prepared, then we would have no time for sharing.
所以我们就先读这两处，等一下交通的时候，这个可能会交通到其他的经文。
So we'll end our scripture reading here, and then in my sharing, I might reference some verses as well.
我们知道在主耶稣生活在地上的那些日子，这个圣经中记载着有好几个玛利亚。
And we know that in the life of Jesus that is recorded in the Bible, we know that there are many Marys that are in his life.
而且呢，各个都很爱主。
And we know that each of them loved the Lord.
上次我们交通了伯大尼的玛利亚，这次我们就一起来看一看这个摩大拉的玛利亚。
And last time we shared on Mary of Bethany, but today we will be sharing on Mary Magdalene.
刚刚我们读的经文，这个摩大拉的玛利亚呢，曾经有七个鬼附在她身上。
And we know that Mary Magdalene had seven demons within her.
圣经中我们知道七是完全的意思，也就是说这个玛利亚她这个人完全被鬼充满了。
And we know that in the Bible, this number seven represents this number of completeness. So we can say that Mary Magdalene was completely overtaken by these demons.
那我们知道一个人如果被圣灵充满，那当然是好的无比。
But we know that if one is completely filled with the Spirit, we know that that is something that is good.
他可以受圣灵的管制，受圣灵的引导，得随灵而行。
And that they can be taught and be led by the Spirit, and so that they can move forward.
但是呢，一个人如果被鬼充满了呢，他就受鬼的控制。
But if someone is completely filled with the demons, then that means that they are completely under the realm of their dominion.
那他就会活得跟鬼一样。
And they will live according and like the demons.
这个就非常可怕了。
And that is something that is to be feared.
那我想在那些日子， 这个玛利亚她必定生活在非常痛苦，这个活在生不如死的光景当中。
And I trust that in that time that Mary Magdalene was possessed, that, that she was living in a very dark, in a very, in a time of suffering.
但是我们感谢主，主耶稣从她身上赶出了七个鬼。
But we thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus drove out those demons.
在玛利亚最痛苦、最绝望的时候，主耶稣他把他身上的鬼赶出去了。
That in the lowest point of her life, that the Lord drove those demons out.
所以玛利亚她就蒙了极大的拯救，她就得着自由，得着释放。
So through that salvation, she obtained that freedom.
所以在那个时候呢，那个主耶稣就把爱的种子种在玛利亚身上。
And so the Lord Jesus placed this, love within the life of Mary.
玛利亚爱的故事就是从那个时候开始。
And the story of love begins at that time.
她爱主是因为主先爱了她，主先在她身上把七个鬼赶出去了。
And she loves the Lord because the Lord first loved her and drove out those demons from her life.
在马可福音十六章第一节那里记载说，这个玛利亚和她和其他的几位妇女，她们买好了香膏，准备第二天天一亮就去膏主耶稣的身体。
And in Mark chapter 16 in verse 1, it speaks when the Sabbath was over that Mary and many others, prepared spices to go anoint the body of Jesus.
但是呢，很奇怪的，这个摩大拉的玛利亚呢，她因对主这个强烈的思念，所以她就等不及了。
But we know that, Mary Magdalene had such a love for the Lord that she could not wait.
因为我们如果看约翰福音第二十章啊，这个大半章都是讲到这个摩大拉的玛利亚。
And if we turn to the gospel according to John verse 20, or chapter 20, the first half of that chapter, speaks mainly on the, Mary Magdalene.
啊，那这个二十章开头的时候里面记载说，天还黑的时候，玛利亚就来到主的坟墓了。
And in verse 1, it speaks on early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb.
那我们又知道这个是在2000年前啊，不像我们现在。
And we know that that was 2000 years ago. It's not like modern times.
我们现在有汽车，我们现在有灯，什么交通工具都很方便，但是那个时候没有汽车，没有电灯，只能用两个脚走路。
And now we have cars and we have, electric lights, and so, everything is very, convenient for us. But back then, the only thing that they had were their 2 feet.
所以这个在途中啊还要经过许多能烟稀少的地方。
And so, they had to go through many different obstacles.
那个耶路撒冷的山区还是山路。
And we know that the land of Jerusalem is filled with hills.
而且还有这个野兽、盗贼等等。
And that there's beasts, and there's, robbers and thieves.
根据这个科学家们的推测，主复活的那天早晨，太阳大概是在6:20升起。
And historians have told us that on the day of the resurrection of Jesus, that the time of, sunrise was about, 6 a.m.
6:20 a.m. 那所以这个玛利亚呢，很可能就是在凌晨四五点的时候啊，那这个时候呢就出发了。
So Mary Magdalene must have left earlier than that, maybe around 4 or 5 a.m.
这个是在黎明前的黑暗，就是在最可怕的环境之下，在最黑暗的环境之下。
And that is the darkest time, and it is the scariest time to be out.
所以一个单身的弱女子啊，她徒步大概走一个小时左右，到了耶路撒冷郊区，就是主所埋葬的地方。
And so a single young lady walking by herself, it probably took her about an hour to walk to the tomb of Jesus.
所以我以前读的时候也是这样，我们读的时候都感觉很简单，这个读过去没有多大感觉。
And when I first read this, I always thought that this was not a big deal.
但是你如果认真去想一想的话，你就知道这个一点都不简单。
But if you, diligently read, you can see that this was not an easy task for Mary.
Yeah. 因为不单单这个路很黑啊，而且所去的地方是坟墓，是越去越黑，越去这个环境越糟糕的。
So not only was it dark, but the area of the tomb must have been even darker and must have been out of the way.
但是玛利亚她并没有害怕，为什么呢？
But we see that Mary Magdalene was not scared. Why?
因为她深爱着主耶稣基督。
Because of her love for the Lord Jesus.
在爱里没有惧怕。
That in love that there is no fear.
然后我们看见这个玛利亚到了那里之后呢，就看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
And we see that when Mary Magdalene arrived at the tomb, that she saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance.
所以她就跑去找这个彼得和那门徒，然后她就说，有人把主从坟墓里挪去了，不知道放在哪里。
And then we see that she ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and she said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him.
这个那门徒就是指着约翰说的。
And we know that the other disciple whom Jesus loves speaks of John.
虽然主耶稣被埋在坟墓里，但是这个坟墓不能够捆绑他。
And we know that even though the Lord Jesus was laid to rest in the tomb, the tomb could not contain him.
这个死亡不能够拘禁他，前面的那块巨石也不能够阻挡他。
And that the powers of of death could not overtake him, and that the stone in front of the tomb could not hold him back.
因为我们的主耶稣基督已经复活了，他已经胜过了这一切。
And because we know that the Lord Jesus has resurrected and that he has overcome all.
然后呢，在这里我们看见主的两个门徒，彼得和约翰，就跑到坟墓里。
And then following that, we know that Peter and John both ran to the tomb.
然后就看见了裹头巾。
And they saw the strips of linen that were lying there.
这个裹头巾呢和细麻布啊，这个是主的两个隐藏的门徒啊，也就是这个亚利马太人约瑟和尼哥底母啊，他们暗中为主所做的事。
And we know that the strips of linen that covered his body and his head, we knew that they were put there by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus.
这个看上去好像很普通的两样东西。
And when we first look at it at face value, we see that these are very simple things.
结果这两样东西呢，就成为主耶稣复活的证据。
But we see that these are two things of the testimony of the resurrection of Jesus.
我们看见这两个他们暗中所做的事成为明处的见证。
That we know that these two simple things became such big objects.
然后彼得和约翰呢，他们看见了就信了。
And when Peter and John saw, they believed.
这里也告诉我们啊，所以许多时候我们在暗中所做的事，以为没有人看见啊，我们就许多时候我们就越做越灰心了，是不是？
And so oftentimes we do things that we feel that nobody notices or nobody sees, and the more we do it, the more down we get.
但是感谢主，主看见。
But we praise the Lord because he sees.
主纪念我们暗中为他做的事。
And the Lord remembers the things that we do for him.
并且把这些事呢，显明出来，让别人也看见。
And that he reveals it to others so that they can see as well.
就成为美好的见证。
And that it can become a beautiful testimony.
所以彼得和约翰那因着这个见证他们就信了。
So because of this testimony, John and Peter believed.
但是虽然信了他们看了之后呢又回去了。
But even though they believed, they still went back.
虽然彼得跟约翰回去了，但是我们看玛利亚这里写着玛利亚却是站在坟墓外面哭。为什么呢？
And we know that the disciples went back, but Mary stayed, and she stayed and stood outside the tomb crying. Why is that?
因为彼得和约翰在地上还有家。
Because we know that Peter and John still had a house on this earth.
他们还有退路，他们还有退路，他们还可以回去继续来打鱼，继续来捕网。
and that they could go back to being fishermen, that they could go back to tending their nets.
但是玛利亚她在地上没有家。
But we know that Mary Magdalene had no home on this earth.
主耶稣就是她的家。
The Lord Jesus was her home.
那现在主耶稣不见了，她在地上就成了无家可归的孤儿寡妇。
And we know that after, without the Lord Jesus, that she was homeless and that she was an orphan.
世界就一片空白。
And that the world was, a blank for her.
所以她不知道该做什么现在。
And so, because of this, she did not know what she could do.
那她只能在那里哭。
So she could only stand there and cry.
一边哭一边低头往坟墓里面看。
And, while she was crying, she bent her head and looked into the tomb.
然后就看见两个天使在里面坐着。
And she saw two angels sitting there.
天使就对玛利亚说，妇人，你为什么哭？
And the angels asked her, woman, why are you crying?
玛利亚就回答说，因为有人把我主掳去了，我不知道放在哪里。
And her response was, they have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him.
我们如果看马太福音28章第三、第四节那里，那里记载着说，天使的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守坟墓的人都吓得浑身乱颤，像死人一样。
And if we turn to Matthew chapter 28 verses 3 and 4, it speaks on the appearance of the angels and it says, his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
我们知道看守坟墓的人呢，那都是胆子最大的人，胆小的人没办法看守坟墓的。
We know that those who stand guard at the tombs are the most courageous because those who are cowards cannot stand guard in the cemetery.
他们这样子的人尚且吓成这个样子，像死了一样，何况一个弱女子。
And if these guards were so afraid, that they were scared to death almost, what more can we say about a young lady?
但是我们这里看见玛利亚她可不管你天使是什么样子。
But we see here that Mary Magdalene could not care what the angels look like.
在她眼中只有主耶稣。
That only in her eyes she was focused upon the Lord Jesus.
所以虽然天使她的脸面像闪电一样也没有让她的眼目转移。
That even though the angel's appearance was like lightning, that did not faze her.
所以她就转过来。这一转身就看见主耶稣站在那里。
And as she turned around, she saw the Lord Jesus standing there.
但是这个很奇怪的，她不知道是主耶稣。
But oddly enough, she did not realize that it was the Lord Jesus.
她还以为是看园子的。
And she thought it was the gardener.
因为复活之后，主耶稣已经改变了形象，也不能够再凭着外貌来认识他。
Because after his resurrection, we can no longer, look at his physical form.
然后主就问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？
And so the Lord Jesus asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?
然后呢，玛利亚就回答了，先生，若是你把他移去了，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我。你把它放在哪里，我便去取它。
And Mary responded by saying, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
我们看见在这里玛利亚她并没有解释说这个他是谁。
And we see here that this him, Mary did not specify who him was.
在玛利亚心中只有一个他。
And in the heart of Mary, there is only one person.
他觉得说这个他是不需要解释的，全世界都应当认识这个他。
She felt that there is no need to explain him, because the whole world should know who he is.
玛利亚她也完全没有想过这个主被移到主被移到哪里去，到底移得多远，她也没有想过这个主的身体加上尼哥底母，我们知道前面写着尼哥底母有100斤的香料，加在这个主耶稣的身上，那到底有多重。
And so we see here that, Mary did not care how far away the body was or how heavy the spices that were laid upon him was.
Yeah. 这个那个时候的一百斤啊， 我们现在来算的话是75磅。
And we know that, 100, is it talents of spices are, is about 75 pounds.
所以他玛利亚完全没有考虑过这些。
And we see that Mary did not, ever consider these things.
没有考虑多远，没有考虑多重，没有考虑到他到底拿不拿得起来，他到底去不去得到。
She did not care how far or how heavy. She did not care if she could even reach that destination or if she could even pick the body up.
因为在爱的字典里面没有困难这两个字。
Because in the definition of love, that there is no hardship.
玛利亚跟随主耶稣，一直跟随到主耶稣钉十字架，十字架的旁边。
And we know that Mary Magdalene followed the Lord Jesus to the foot of the cross.
当主耶稣被埋葬的时候，玛利亚也是最后离开这个坟墓的人。
And we know that after the burial of Jesus in the tomb, that Mary Magdalene was one of the last to leave.
所以当一个人爱主爱到这个地步，主就不得不向他显现。
And so when someone loves the Lord this much and this deeply, the Lord cannot help but appear before them.
所以主耶稣就向玛利亚发出一个爱的呼唤，他说，玛利亚。
And so the Lord Jesus responded with a response of love, and he said to her, Mary.
就这么简单的三个字。
And it's the simple cry of her name.
就这么三个字的呼唤，一进入玛利亚的耳朵，他就立刻认出主耶稣来了。
And when he responded with this love in her name, she realized who the Lord Jesus was.
所以他就用希伯来语对主耶稣说拿波尼，这个就是夫子的意思。
And so she cried out to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
然后主耶稣说什么呢？主耶稣说，哎，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
And the Lord Jesus responded to her by saying, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father.
那这个摸的原文的意思不是触摸的意思，原文的意思乃是紧紧的抓住不放。
And this hold is not like physical touch, but it is holding on and not letting go.
所以玛利亚她爱主心切，她生怕这个再一次失去主，所以她紧紧抓住不放手。
And Mary was so afraid of losing the Lord Jesus again that she held on so tightly that she did not let go.
这个主耶稣复活之后呢，是要升天去见父神的。
And after the Lord Jesus was resurrected, we know that he was to ascend to the Father.
结果因着这个摩大拉的玛利亚，她对着主不顾一切的爱，使得主耶稣呢，不得不首先向他显现。
But because of the love of Mary Magdalene for the Lord Jesus, he could only appear before her.
在我们刚刚读的马可福音十六章九节那里，在七日的第一日清晨，主耶稣复活了，就向摩大拉的玛利亚显现，就先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
And in Mark, as we read earlier in Mark chapter 16 verse 9, when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene.
我们知道在主耶稣那个时代啊，这个忠心爱主的圣徒非常多。
And we know that in the time of Jesus, that those that loved him were many.
但是只有玛利亚一个人配得上首先这两个字。
But only Mary Magdalene was worthy of this first.
主没有向他自己的母亲显现，没有向彼得显现，没有向约翰显现。
The Lord did not first appear to Mary, the mother of Jesus, or Peter, or John.
也没有先向任何的门徒显现。
He did not first appear to any of the other disciples.
主乃是首先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
But he first appeared to Mary Magdalene.
在千万人中，主耶稣是玛利亚的唯一，也是玛利亚的第一人。
Out of thousands, we know that Mary Magdalene was the first.
同样的，在千万人中，主耶稣拣选了玛利亚，复活之后首先向他显现。
And the Lord Jesus was the first for Mary Magdalene, but the Mary Magdalene was also the first for the Lord Jesus.
什么是爱呢？这就是爱。
This is love.
或许玛利亚她不懂得多少真理啊，也没有多大的启示，她对圣经的知识也不是太多。
Maybe Mary Magdalene was not very educated or she did not know much about the scripture.
甚至呢因为她被七个鬼扶过所以她头脑可能也不太清楚。
And because she was, she had been possessed by demons, that maybe her mind was not very clear.
但是她爱主。
But we know that she loved the Lord.
她的心向着主的爱是完全的。
And her love for the Lord was complete.
在主耶稣那个时代没有任何一个人的爱胜过摩大拉玛利亚对主的爱。
And there, in the time of Jesus, there is no one that loved the Lord more than Mary Magdalene.
我想在我们人看来主应该首先向彼得显现才对。
I think on a very earthly, on a very basic level, we feel that the Lord Jesus should have appeared first to Peter.
因为彼得最需要。
Because Peter is the one who needs him the most.
我们知道当主耶稣向门徒们预言说他将要受许多苦难后来被钉死在十字架上的时候彼得就说众人虽然跌倒我总不能。
We know that when the Lord Jesus was telling the disciples that he would be crucified on the cross, we know that and that all that loved him would flee. We know that Peter responded with all others would flee, but I will not.
然后主耶稣说什么呢？主耶稣说：“鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。”
And we know that the Lord responded with, "Before the rooster crows three times, you will deny me."
鸡叫以前，这个什么意思？
And what does that mean? To deny me?
鸡叫以前。
Oh, before the rooster crows three times. Yeah.
这个鸡叫以前呢，就是黎明前的黑暗，就是最黑暗、最困难的环境。
And we know that before the rooster crows, it is the time of darkness when it is most dark.
所以你说你爱主，主就把你放在鸡叫以先这个环境里面去看一看，你到底爱不爱主。
And we know that if you say that you love the Lord will put you in a situation, in the darkness before the rooster crows.
结果我们知道彼得失败了。
We know that Peter failed.
他果然就像主耶稣所说的那样，三次不认。
And we know that he denied the Lord three times.
彼得他不缺少勇气他可以拿刀把这个大祭司仆人的耳朵砍掉。
And we know that Peter did not lack bravery. He cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest.
彼得也不缺少启示当别人说主耶稣是这先知是那先知的时候彼得说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
And we know that Peter did not lack in understanding because when others said that the Lord Jesus is this prophet or that prophet, he said, no, you are the Lord Jesus.
所以彼得他到底失败在哪里呢？他到底缺少什么呢
？So where was it, and what did Peter lack that he failed in?
彼得乃是缺少爱。
Peter failed in love.
因为主才用爱来挽回他，主才会问他，主才三次问他说：“你爱我吗
？”And so after his resurrection, the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?" three times.
你爱我胜过这些吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这个你啊，不单单是对彼得说的，也是对我们所有信主的人说的。
And this, do you, it does not only speak to Peter, but all those who believe in the Lord.
我们都缺少爱啊。
We all lack in love.
所以今天主也在问我们，你爱我吗？
So the Lord Jesus is asking us today, do you love me?
我们看见彼得虽然失败了，但是呢，这里有一个女孩子，这里有一个弱女子啊，她得胜了。
And we see that even though Peter failed, that there is this one young lady who overcame.
同样的环境，同样是在黎明前的黑暗。
In the same situation, in the darkest time, she overcame.
但是呢，这个环境不能够阻挡玛利亚来到主的坟墓前来见他。
And we see that even though this, she was placed in this situation, it did not stop Mary Magdalene from going to the tomb.
因为玛利亚深爱着主耶稣。
Because Mary Magdalene loved the Lord.
所以主耶稣向人显现，他不是看你需不需要。主耶稣从来不被这个需要所支配。
The Lord does not appear to you because you necessarily need it.
主耶稣向你显现乃是看你爱不爱他。
The Lord appears to you because of how much you love him.
如果你爱主，主一定会向你显现，并且是快快的向你显现。
If you love the Lord, then the Lord will appear to you, and not only appear, but he will quickly appear to you.
我想我们今天所处的环境跟彼得跟玛利亚是一样的，也是黎明前的黑暗。
I trust that the situation and the circumstances that we are in currently are very similar to that of Mary and Peter. It is the darkest time.
我们知道主很快就回来。
And we know that the Lord is about to return.
他回来之后最想见到的人是谁呢？
And when he returns, who is it that he wants to meet?
当然不是想见他的仇敌，他最想见到的肯定是那些最爱他的人。
He obviously doesn't want to meet his enemies, but he wants to meet those who love him the most.
所以我们在这个时候要做什么样的选择？
So what choices do we have in this time?
是像彼得那样三次否认主呢，还是像玛利亚那样尽心、尽性、尽力的来爱主？
Do we, deny the Lord?Like Peter three times, or do we love the Lord like Mary with all of our hearts, all of our soul, and all of our strength?
让主怜悯我们，叫我们人人都做玛利亚。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we can all become like Mary.
我交通就停在这里啊，把时间交给洪忠弟兄。
And this will end my sharing today, and I'll give the following time to Brother John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank the Lord for the great sharing from our brother.
我们谢谢，我们感谢主，借着我们的弟兄赐给我们这么美好的交通。
It is truly the loving relationship with our Lord that is keeping us moving forward every day, day by day.
实在说，是我们和主之间这个爱的关系，帮助我们每一天来跟随他。
The Lord put on my heart the burden to share upon them Psalm 23 this morning.
今天早晨主放在我们里面的负担是和弟兄姊妹们来分享诗篇二十三篇。
It is a psalm that most of brothers and sisters love and we can meditate.
这是一首弟兄姊妹们都喜欢常常来思想的一首诗篇。
This is truly, as our brother has indicated earlier, I think it's a common feeling for amongst a lot of brothers and sisters that it is a difficult time.
实在是我们弟兄刚才所交通的，我们现在正处在一个非常困难的时候。
When we look back, before we realize 2 years gone, since we entered into the pandemic.
当我们往回看的时候，好像我们在疫情里面已经两年了，不知不觉的。
As the time in lengthened, then it is truly a test for every one of us.
随着这个时间越来越加长，对我们每一个人来说，这都是一个试炼。
And a few days ago, I had a chance to read Psalm 23, and it came to me that I truly wanted to use this time to meditate upon this psalm with everyone, brothers and sisters.
几年前当我在读这个诗篇的时候，主就给我这个感动，我要用这个诗篇跟大家弟兄们来交通。
It is very, it's a, probably one of the most beautiful psalm in Bible.
这也许是在圣经中 一篇最美的诗篇。
And the richest, one of the richest, in terms of experience and knowledge.
也是从这个经验和这个属灵的深度来讲，是最丰富的一篇诗篇。
It is my feeling that it's very hard for any one of us to fully comprehend this psalm.
我的感觉上来，这个诗篇对我们任何人来讲都是很难完全明白的诗篇。
But it's not important. What's important is it's my prayer that this morning.As we meditate upon the psalm, the Lord will be with us and reveal himself again in our heart.
但重点不是明白这篇诗篇里面的含义，而是今天早晨我们盼望主能够借着诗篇把他自己显现在我们里面。
Shall we read? I'll read in English and I'll ask our brother to read in Chinese.
我来读英文，我们弟兄会翻译成中文，我先读。
We'll goVerse by verse.
我们一节一节读。
The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
As we enter into this psalm, that was David's first declaration.
当我们在看这诗篇的时候，我们看见大卫在这里有一个宣告。
The Lord is my shepherd, I will not be in need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
This is what a lamb can declare the strongest.
这实在是一个很强的一个宣告。
Because the lamb is full of need.
这对羊来讲的话呢，这是一个很强的宣告，因为羊里面是有很多的需要的。
Yet he said,I will not be in need.
可是这里大卫说，我必不致缺乏。
This is talking about that not because he does not have the need.
这里并不是讲到说他没有需要。
But my need is not my consideration.
这里说我的需要不是我所顾虑的。
He takes care of every need.
我们的主来供应我们一切的需要。
As we become His lamb, He will take care of us.
当我们成为主的羊的时候，主就负责供应我们一切的需要。
And as we move forward with the rest of the psalm, He will start to describe how the Lord is His satisfaction.
当我们继续在读这个诗篇的时候，我们就看见说，大卫在这里描述我们的主怎样来满足供应我们一切的需要。
The Lord is my shepherd, I will not be in need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He lets me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet water.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
As we know, here he uses a grand picture to describe a lamb's life as he lives with the shepherd.
这里我们看见诗人用了一个很大的一个图画来描述这个羊的一生，但这个羊来跟随牧人，他这个怎么生活的？
Let me lie down in green pastures. This is the lamb, as we know, eats grass, right?
这里说他使我躺卧在青草地上，我们知道羊是需要吃草的。
Grass is his food.
草就是他的食物。
And here the lamb actually lies down in green pastures.
这里说羊就躺卧在青草地上。
Someone told us that as a lamb actually lies down on green pasture, he had adequate food, he's fully satisfied with the food.
有人告诉我们说，当羊躺在青草地上的时候，就说明说他有一切的供应，他完全满足于他所得到的食物。
Yes, the green pastures,It's beautiful, isn't it? And as lamb walk into the green pasture and being fed on it, he is satisfied there.
青草地是一幅很美的图画，对，当羊走在青草地上，他在吃青草，他在里面，在这里面得到一切的满足和供应。
He leads me beside the quiet water.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
And here, basically, it's talking aboutYou need water, right? Like lamb also needs to drink, not just eat, but also drink.
这里提到说，羊不光只是要吃，羊还需要喝，需要水。
But the lamb is always full of fear when he has to run by a running water.
但是羊要去喝水的时候，它实际上是很害怕这个湍急的这个水流的。
So the shepherd.We'll have to use bring some rocks to basically separate a specific area in the water and so that the water is quiet water.
羊牧人需要用石头在这个水边来创造出一个地方来，让这里的水可以是安静的，安静的水。
So the lamb can drink.
那羊就可能来喝这些安静的水。
So here we see a picture that the shepherd is responsible for leading the lamb to the green pasture so the lamb can have good food and also leading the lamb to the quiet water so the lamb can drink.
我们这里看见一部很美好的图画，就是牧人带着羊到这青草地上，所以羊有食物可以吃。牧人又带着羊到这可安歇的水边，所以羊可以有水喝。
This is truly a very complicated world.
我们所属的世界是一个非常复杂的世界。
There's all kinds of food and all kinds of water.
这世界上有各种各样的食物，有各种各样的水。
Some of the food, some of the water, it's very hard for us to discern.
有一些食物，有一些水，可能对我们是有害处的，可是我们却很难分辨。
Especially in this age, full of confusion.
特别在当今这个时代，充满了困惑。
The shepherd, our good shepherd, is responsible for taking care of us in terms of what we need to eat and what we need to drink.
牧人，就是这位好牧人，他负责来带领我们，供应我们，我们该吃什么，我们该喝什么，他来负责。
And we get those in peace without fear.
我们在平安中，我们在毫无惧怕里面，能够得到一切的供应。
It is a lot of time I have this feeling, you know, the kids are growing in a very difficult world.
很多时候我有这样的感觉，我们的孩子，我们的下一代生活在一个非常困难的时代。
As a parent, sometimes I worry.
作为父母亲，有些时候我里面有焦虑。
But this thought of him being our shepherd comforted me.
但是当我想到我们的主是我们的牧人的时候，我里面就得了安慰。
And There's nothing I need to worry about when it comes to what I need.
我就不需要为着我所需要的任何事情来忧虑。
And of course, this over here, the pasture and the waters, pasture is also referring to his word, the pure, uncontaminated word.
这里青草地就是指我们主的话，是那纯净的，不受污染的。主的话。
And this water is talking about spirit, the flow of the Holy Spirit.
这里水就讲到圣灵的水流。
That's what we get to enjoy as we follow our shepherd.
这就是我们能够来享受的。当我们跟随主的时候，我们享受主的话，享受圣灵的供应。
Verse 3, he says, He restores my soul.He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name.
第三节这里说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Here, he describes a picture that someone, we need to walk with the Lord.
这里描述一个图画，让我们看见说，我们需要与主同行。
The life, our lives is not just lying there.And at one place that we don't have to move. Instead, we have to move.
我们的生命不是说只需要躺在那里，是不需要动的。我们的生命是需要动起来，需要跟随主往前走的。
It's a journey.
是一个旅途。
And in the sense of a lamb, if a lamb stays on one green pasture and stay there forever, the pasture actually become, you know, because the lamb also eats and poops on the same place. So the pasture eventually will first be exhausted, second is going to be contaminated.
我们知道如果羊就躺在一个草地上它不动，它在那里吃，在那里拉，那么这个草地很快就会被污染的。
Yes, and it's not healthy for the lamb.
对羊来说就不再是一个健康的美好的草地了。
Christian's life is about a journey.
对我们基督徒的这个生命来讲的话呢，我们是要走天路的。
And he restores my soul. What does that mean?
他使我的灵魂苏醒是什么意思呢？
This is talking about a picture when the lamb was lying down there, and all of a sudden, you know, he basically is upside down. So with all his legs facing upwards and his back on the ground.
这里提到就是好像是当一个羊躺在那里的时候，他好像四脚朝天躺在那里。
And he could not move anymore.
他在那里面他就不能够再动了。
He lost the sense.
他就失去那个感觉，失去那个自由，好像躺在那里就是起不来了。
Here the shepherd knows where we are. He knows when we should come up and move, when we should be resting in place.
这里讲到说牧人知道我们的需要，牧人知道我们什么时候我们需要起来跟随他走，什么时候我们需要安息。
Yeah. He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name.
他为自己的名引导我走义路。
Here, he said two things. One is, here there is the guidance from him.
这里我们看见两件事情，第一件事情是引导。
And his guidance, as you follow the shepherd, there's always the timely guidance.
当我们来跟随牧人的时候，牧人一直是不断的给我们那个引导。
How wonderful is that?
实在是何等美好的一件事情。
But we more and more as I live my life, I feel the guidance is so precious.
当我这个生活的年日越来越长的时候，我是意识到说这个引导是何等的重要。
A lot of time we got lost. We don't know what to do. We don't know where we're heading towards.
很多时候我们觉得我们迷路的，我们不知道去哪里。
Yet.His guidance is always there for us to move towards the path on the path of righteousness.
但是我们的主的引导一直在那里，他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
Yes, for the sake of his name.
为了他自己的名。
Here, he entrusted his name on every one of us.
这里提到说他把他的名赐给我们每一个人。
To the context of the lamb, basically, a lot of time people witness the condition of the lamb to know whether the shepherd is a good shepherd or not.
讲到关于羊的事情的话呢，很多人可以来观察羊的光景，就知道说牧人是好牧人还是不好的牧人。
So today, also the world is looking at us to know.Whether our shepherd is a good shepherd.
当今这个时代，这个世界也是来观察我们基督徒，要来认识我们这位主，我们这位好牧人。
Yes. And he truly guides us, guides me in the path of the righteousness for the sake of his name.
我们的主实在是为自己的名来引导我们走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Christian's journey is also full of the valley of shadow of death.
但基督徒走天路的时候，这条路上我们会遇到山谷，我们会遇到死荫的幽谷。
There will be hard times.
我们会遇到困难的这个时候。
And some cases very hard time.
有一些时候是非常困难的环境。
In context of the lamb's situation.
当我们讲羊的时候。
Yes. And as he walk,follow the shepherd and moving forward.
当这个羊跟着牧人往前走的时候，
the shepherd is always leading the lamb towards an upper location.
牧人总是带羊要往高处走。
Yet, the path needs to go through the valley, not go straight up to the summit.
但这条路的话呢，很多时候是要经过山谷，并不是直接就是登山往上爬的。
Because we've all in Seattle, we've all had experience with hiking.
我们住在西雅图的弟兄姊妹们，我们都去过这个登山。
If you have been to this trail called Mailbox, you will be able to tell the difference.
如果你去过有个叫邮箱的这个山路的话，你就知道这种情况。
There are two paths to go towards the summit.
有两条路可以到山上去。
One is basically a very long path that's winding around the mountain, eventually gets to the top.
有一条路是很长的路，是一个蜿蜒的山路，绕着山一直转，最后转到山顶上去。
As you go through that, the mountains are on your both sides, and you feel like you're walking through the valley.
当你走这条蜿蜒崎岖的山路的时候的话，那高山是在你的两边，你感觉你一直在山谷里面走。
Yet the other path, actually, you can go straight. It's a hard hike. Go straight, bypass all these wandering and go straight to the top.
有另外一条路是直接登山的。
But that is not everyone can go do it.
但是那是一条很难走的路，不是每一个人都能够上去的。
In this case, the shepherd knows exactly what's best for us.
在这种情况里面的话，我们的牧人知道什么是对我们最好的一个带领。
Even though we're in the very hard time in the valley of shadow of death.
虽然有些时候好像我们在死荫的幽谷里面经历一个很难的环境。
It feels like we're not getting nowhere.
我们有时候感觉说我们好像被困在一个环境里面出不去了。
Yet as if we follow this, stay close to this shepherd and follow him.
但是如果我们紧紧地跟着牧人跟他走
you know we are heading upward.
我们知道我们是一直往高处去的。
We will get to our destination.
我们会到达我们的目的地。
And here, David said, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
这里大卫说，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Truly, truly, regardless where we are, what we have to experience, His presence in our life is the most precious comfort for us.
实在是，不管我们经历什么，不管我们在什么样的环境里面，主的同在对我们来说是最宝贵的。
That takes away the fear from our heart.
主的同在会把我们心中的惧怕除去。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
Yes, the rod is talking about a very long one.Right, this you basically the shepherd uses to protect the lamb from the enemy. So as enemy is coming close to the lamb, he will use his rod to defend them.
那个杆的话呢，是指很长很长的，是来保护羊的。当这个仇敌来的时候，牧人就用杆去把仇敌赶走。
Yeah, and your staff is something that the shepherd uses.In time of when the lamb actually walks to the sideway.
那个杖的话呢是牧人用来保护羊当羊好像是要走偏的时候。
Yeah, he will use the staff to pull the lamb back to the path.
那个牧人的话呢就会那个杖把羊从这个危险的地方给带回来。
This is talking about the,Living within the authority of the Lord.
这里讲到说我们活在主的这个权柄的里面。
And his correction.
活在主的这个纠正里面。
Yes. And the Lord is our protection and his correction is our protection too.
主是我们的保护，包括他的纠正也是我们的保护。
And a lot of time they comfort us.
很多时候他也安慰我们。
The more I get to spend time with the Lord, the more I feel the staff and the rod are so precious to me.
当我越多的花时间跟主在一起的时候，我越多的感觉到主的杖、主的竿是何等的宝贵。
And I know I'm the son of God. I'm a son of God. So his correction, his teaching is out of his love.
我们知道我们是神的儿子，他的教导，他的纠正都是我们的祝福。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and you have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
This is truly what the Lord has repeatedly done for us.
这实在是我们的主在我们每个人的生命中一直不断地来做这样的工作。
So many times I was in misery because I failed it again and again in front of the challenges.
很多时候我在这个挑战面前不断地失败，好像活在一个很惨的环境里面。
I felt enemies are laughing at me.
我觉得好像是仇敌在那里讥笑我们。
And when I come to the bread and cup,
但是当我来到饼杯的桌子面前，
when I see what Fred was freshly reminded of what he has done for me,
当我在饼杯的桌子面前被提醒我们的主为我们所成就的这一切的工作的时候，
I felt he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
我就感觉到说我们的主在敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
I thank him for being the victor for me.
我们感谢主为我已经得胜。
And you anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You know, as the lamb walk and walk, there's the danger around him.
当羊在走的时候，经常会有一些危险在他的旁边。
A lot of the insects will lay eggs in the lamb's nostril and ears.
有一些时候，一些昆虫会把一些卵产在这羊的鼻孔和耳朵里面。
The lamb will be in great pain and discomfort in the sickness.
羊就会生病，羊就会在痛苦里面。
And then a good shepherd will use the oil to anoint his head so that the oil will chase away those insects.
那个好的牧人就会用膏油来膏抹羊的头，那些膏油的味道就能够驱虫。
Yes, and the lamb, David is using this picture to describe how our Lord is caring for the healthiness of our lives.
大卫用这幅图画来描述我们的主怎么样来关心、来照顾，使我们能够健康的成长。
Yes. And he said, truly my cup overflows.
大卫这里说，我的福杯满溢。
Yes. Certainly, goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Here, he's saying, basically, in the original text, it says, certainly the goodness and faithfulness will chase after me all the days of my life.
这里在原文的意思里面说，这个恩惠慈爱是追着我们的，在我们这一生一世里面，它是追着我们走的。
Wherever you go, whatever situation you are into,
不管你去哪里，不管你在什么样的环境里面，
because he is our shepherd.
因为我们的主是我们的牧人。
So the goodness and faithfulness will chase after us.
恩惠慈爱是一直随着我们，追着我们。
You cannot get away from it.
你想逃都逃不掉。
Yes. And David finally says, my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever.
大卫最后说，我岂要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Here is a picture of a lamb finally returned to his home.
这里我们看一幅图画，就是羊回到牧人的家中。
He received a permanent dwelling in the house of the Lord.
就是我们在耶和华的殿中，我们得到一个永远的家。
Surely, at where our shepherd is where our dwelling is.
我们的牧人在哪里，我们的家，我们的居所就在哪里。
Yes, it's a very quick meditation upon this psalm. I hope that you and me and all of us are refreshed of what the good shepherd has done for us.
我们刚才是一个很快的来思想这首诗篇，我们盼望我们弟兄姊妹们都能够好好的能够体会这首诗篇所给我们带来的这个意义。
And don't we never forget the reason why today we are in this blessed position is because our Lord has done for us.
那我们不要忘记，我们今天之所以活在这个门徒的地位上面，是因为我们主耶稣基督为我们所成就的救恩。
He is our good shepherd, and the good shepherd dies for his sheep.
我们的主耶稣基督是好牧人，好牧人为他的羊舍命。
Yes. So, shall we pray?
我们一块祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much this morning for giving us the opportunity to meditate upon this blessed position and the blessing that all the blessings that you have given us.
主，我们谢谢你，今天早晨你让我们能够有这样的机会，我们来思想，主啊，你赐给我们这些的祝福。
We acknowledge that it is not that we are worthy of it.
我们认识到说不是我们自己配。
It is your mercy, your grace,And your loving kindness.
是你的恩典，是你的怜悯，是你的慈爱。
And may we all in today's difficult time, we're encouraged because you are our shepherd.
因为我们每一个人都能够担惊这个困难的时代得到安慰，因为你是我们的好牧人。
We can all declare as David has declared, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not.Be in need.
因为我们每一个人都能像大卫那样来宣告，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
May you remember us and help us faithfully follow you and also say, surely, certainly, goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever.
愿你纪念我们，也帮助我们，让我们每一个人都能够记着说，我们这一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我岂要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we'll have some announcement before we finish today's meeting.
感谢主，我们现在有一些的报告。
Next week, February the 6th, our brother Stephen Phillips and brother Chi-Yen Wong will be sharing.
下个主日是 Stephen Phillips 弟兄和王继言弟兄来交通。
And brother Yun Ke and Shi-Po Lee will be translating, interpreting.
克云弟兄和李世博弟兄会翻译。
Yes. And, there's one special, announcement. Basically, for SCA 2021 offering receipts will be provided electronically, upon the request.
2021年教会奉献的电子收据已经被妥，需要领取收据的弟兄姊妹们请发邮件给郑杰明弟兄。
Yes. Please send, contact our brother James Chung at it's on the website. You can get the email address. Send email to our brother and he will return offering receipts accordingly.
那个我们弟兄的电子邮件在网站上面，然后请在你发的邮件里面注明你的全名，并且这个全名必须与报税单上的名字是一致的。
Yes.Make sure you indicate your official name and which is conforming with English on your text return.
对，需要写明你的全名。
And also, the church also, SCA also has funds for contributing to the needs of the saints. So if anyone knows any saint, is in need, please contact Brother Wei Di and Brother Chin Wu or Li Ma.
我们教会有肢体帮补的这个服事，如果弟兄姊妹们知道哪位肢体有经济上的需要，请将需要帮补的这个建议或者弟兄姊妹的名字告诉迪伟弟兄、吴坚卫弟兄或者玛丽弟兄。
Yes, this is a particularly important in this time as we all going through these difficulties.
特别在我们现今这个时代，当我们大家都经历这个困难的时候，这是很重要的一项的服事。
All others are, repeated prayer requests. Please go read on the website.
其他一些代祷事项都在教会的网站上面，请弟兄们去上面去看。
Next week's Sunday meeting is yet to be determined whether it's going to be virtual only or we'll return to the physical meetings.
下个主日的聚会关于是还是在继续在线上或者是在我们实体的聚集，我们现在还没有决定。
The responsible brothers will have a discussion this afternoon and a decision will be made very soon and we will announce on the website.
对，教会的负责弟兄们今天下午会来交通这件事情，然后结果会放在教会的网站上面告诉大家。